Next is a letter to Dr. An African patient, Jack, J-A-C-K, last name Scotorn, S-C-O-T-T-O-R-N. Date of birth is 7/29/1938. Dear Dr. Knapp, at the pleasure of the patient, Jack Scotorn, in the office on 1/24/2013, per as you recall, this is a 74-year-old Caucasian male, and this is him or myself in the office on 4/2/2008 for virus chest pain, scratch pressure with associated shortness of breath and occasional sharp pain period. The end of one stress occurring on 4/17/2008, noted to be abnormal with evidence of inducible ischemic distribution of the left anterior scenario as well as a cardiomyopathy, mild LV systolic dysfunction. Period, end of one right and left echolocation, Tucson Heart Hospital on 4/20/2008, showing normal coronaries and aortic coronary stenosis with evidence of dilated cardiomyopathy, mild LV systolic dysfunction, failure and non-ischemic cardiomyopathy. Period, a repeat echocardium on 7/2/2009, showing left atrial left ventricular enlargement with borderline dilatation of root, otherwise normal circulatory changes, normal left aortic to normal contractility period, LV EF of 50-55% with mild mitral regurgitation, fatal tricuspid regurgitation period. Ultimately presented to the office on 11/29/2012 for pre-op evaluation period. At that time, no abnormal ECG period. He's scheduled for a stress occurrence, however, baseline echocardiogram damage showing recurrent cardiomyopathy period. He ultimately underwent coronary angiography left and right heart catheterization on 12/4/2012, showing normal coronaries. What evidence corners knows that evidence of non-scheme hypopathy with severe LV systolic function, LV estimated at 20-25%, period. The patient something noticing significant bradycardia, period, is lasting for follow-up in the office on 1/17/2012, period. At that time, he had heart rates of 34, period, is asymptomatic with this. However, in view of severe bradycardia, he ultimately was seen by Dr. Feidelson, underwent implantation of permanent pacemaker, period, presents today for follow-up, period. He is doing well, period, not any chest discomfort per se, shortness breath arrest, nausea, vomiting, diaphoresis, neck jaw, arm pain, palpitation, syncope, near syncope, orthotopedia, or exertional dyspnea, preparagraph on physical exam. Vitals as follows: heart rate is 69, respiratory rate is 16, blood pressure 154/92, weight is 252 pounds, height is 6'0", period, HENT is unremarkable, there's no JVD or corroborative noted, period, heart is regular rate and rhythm with a 2/6 systolic murmur, period, no S3S for noted, period, PMI is not displaced, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, non-tender, positive bowel sounds, period, extremely warm, dry, without cyanosis, power of input, pulse were intact, times 4 extremities, period, paragraph. Twelve lead ECG done in the office, atrial sinus movement, 70 beats per minute, period, no acute or ischemic changes appreciated. Per paragraph compression with status post pacemaker, secondary six sinus syndrome and severe bradycardia. Number 2, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, next number ventricectomy, that's controlled at present time, next number mild mitral regurgitation, next number hyperlipidemia. Period. Paragraph. Recommendation 1, patient to continue coronary records, approve him a case. Patient number 2, a pacemaker interrogation in February 2013, next number patient otherwise follow up in 1 month or prior as needed. Roberta, thank you much for allowing me to first take care of this patient. Questions and concerns, please know that to contact me. Sign this sincerely, Dr. William G. Elliott, Comedio. Please send the copy of this to Dr. Perubsky, as well as Dr. Feidelson. So it will be 3 separate letters, one to Dr. Knapp, one to Dr. Perubsky, and one to Dr. Feidelson. Thanks.